Welcome to HCS Talks. I am Raymond Haynes, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools. This is our third season of HCS Talks, our Hampton City Schools podcast. Our goal is to educate, inform, and entertain not just our local community, but also listeners far and wide. In each episode, we dive into a variety of topics, from education and student success to the hard work of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners. We will also shine a spotlight on different community programs, initiatives, and more, offering valuable insights for everyone. To our loyal listeners, thank you for your continued support. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We hope you will stick around and keep listening to HCS Talks. Today, I have the opportunity to sit down with Mr. Andre Griffin, one of our school division's new teachers, who is teaching at Machen Elementary School, home of the Mustangs. So welcome, Mr. Griffin. Thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we dive into our discussion, please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Haynes. Hello, everybody. My name's Andre Griffin. I am returning to Hampton after being away 10 years. I lived in Houston and also D.C. I worked for the Houston Rockets when I was in Houston and also on sports television for Disney and Fox Sports. Once COVID came, it kind of sped my wife and I up to move back to the East Coast to be closer to family. And it was kind of like a reset for me. So I've always wanted to get into teaching and try teaching PE. So that was a perfect time to do it. And I absolutely loved it. And I am going into year four. And I am now back at home and excited to be here.
So you were teaching in Houston?
No, I actually was teaching in Fairfax County.
Fairfax County.
Yes, sir. Lived in D.C. and had a bit of a commute, but it was all worth it. I love what I do. Love the impact that I was making on those young people, and I'm looking forward to doing the same here. So 3 years in Fairfax County, and this will be my fourth year here at Hampton City Schools.
So in Fairfax County, what grade levels did you teach?
I taught elementary, but my elementary school was K through six, so okay. Had some sixth graders there. So now I'll just have K through five.
Right. So K through six, that's what it used to be here years ago. And I know that, Mr. Griffin, you said you are from here. And you
yes,
and
sir.
I've had some conversations prior to this podcast, and we had a lot of things in common. When I was speaking at the new teacher orientation, talked about being a graduate of Phoebus High School and how I attended Captain John Smith. So I understand we have some similarities from that perspective. So tell the listening audience where you attended school while you were here in Hampton.
Yeah, so I went to elementary school at Captain John Smith, and I actually walked there a short distance from where I grew up at. From there, I took my talents to Eaton Middle School, home of the Eagles.
Yes,
had
sir.
A great experience there. And then from there, I went to the illustrious Phoebus High School, which was amazing, as you know.
Home of the Phantoms.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You can't hide that Phantom Bride.
No, you can't. And from there, I went to Hampton University and played football there.
Okay. Played all 4 years at HU?
Yes, sir.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. All right. And then after HU, you went on to Houston?
Yeah, so got my degree in sport management. I didn't have any work experience because I played football, but I did know what hard work looked like mm-hmm. and what it felt like. So when I moved to Houston, a one-way ticket, I had a former classmate who lived in Houston at the time, and he needed a roommate, and I was trying to figure out my next steps
right.
in life. So I went out there, one-way ticket, duffel bag, suitcase, a little bit of money saved up, and just kind of went out there on faith.
So you did have a little money saved up.
A little.
Emphasis on little, huh?
Little. I won't say the specific amount, but most people probably have more in their accounts than I did back then.
But you made it work. So your experience with the Houston Rockets, who was the star of the team or the star of the team back then when you were working with that organization?
So at the time, it was Mr. James Harden,
yes.
Fear the Beard. And this was when he was really, really in his prime, winning MVPs, 50-point triple-doubles every other night, it felt like. So this is when they were really, really good, making it to the conference finals, but just couldn't get past the Warriors.
Right, right. So you had a good experience working with the organization and got a chance to meet a lot of famous, well-to-do people, I would imagine.
Yes, sir. It was awesome. I would say my favorite thing and what I took from it the most is just all the different types of people I met, not only the players, not only the coaches, but the staff and just everywhere, everybody, all from different places and different walks of life.
So you look at it, Mr. Griffin, in terms of your background in sports management. This is what we try to tell young people all the time. So you were working alongside some professional athletes, but within the organization are various professions that folks could actually take advantage of. I'm sure they have a human resources department, sports management. They probably have public relations and marketing and things of that sort. So you're looking at it from its totality. But you did radio for them, or?
So I started doing marketing for them as a marketing associate, which is entry level. After about a year, I transitioned to basketball operations, which was probably my favorite thing I did there. So helping out with practices, helping out with the pregame routines, just making sure the guys are ready to go. From there is when I got into radio/sports television with Fox Sports in the Woodlands, which is about an hour from the city of Houston. And then while I was there, they actually announced the buyout, that Disney was buying out Fox Sports. So ended up technically working for Disney for a while after that. And then COVID hit, and my wife and I decided, you know, this is the time we need to move back to the East Coast and be with our family.
You made a great decision. We're glad you came back. But those experiences, you certainly want to take advantage of those and use them to your advantage as you continue your career with us as well. So I want to get to some of your experiences here in Hampton City Schools, and not just personally but professionally as well. So think about it from this perspective, Mr. Griffin, as a Hampton City Schools graduate, sort of how does it feel to now return as a teacher in the division or the city that you were raised in?
Man, it feels really good. It feels like I am supposed to be here right now. It feels like I am truly back at home. I remember what it was like when I was growing up here and all the schools I went to and all the different people and teachers and staff that I've met, you know, who had a great impact on me. So I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I'm very, very excited to make some positive change and, you know, keep uplifting the community.
Absolutely. Sort of like what I spoke about when you all were at the orientation, remembering every teacher you had, good, bad, or indifferent, and looking at how you can impart those positive experiences like you had with the folks that, you know, more than likely had a positive impact on you as well.
Yes, sir.
Ironically, you're going into a school that's built or designed just like Captain John Smith.
Exactly.
So you can't get lost.
That's right. That's right.
So what inspired you to choose what inspired you to choose a career in education, and what led you back to Hampton specifically?
So I would say it was a variety of things from, you know, playing sports here growing up and the life lessons that it taught me, from accountability to you're only as good as the people around you. And then also I would say some of the teachers I had, specifically in PE, I had some ones who were really great, and I feel like I had some ones who, you know, weren't my favorite, but all of them contributed to me wanting to be a PE teacher, whether it's from I want to do what they did not do or I want to do what they did and do it better and help the kids out.
That's a great way of putting it, learning what to do and what not to do and how you can further impart your wisdom in ensuring positive experiences for young people. So were there teachers or experiences from your time as a Hampton City School student that shaped your decision to teach? You sort of alluded to some of that already.
Yeah, I would just piggyback on, you know, a previous statement. Just, you know, the different teachers and not only PE, but all subjects. Like every teacher I had impacted me in some way, good or bad.
Right.
But again, all of those are lessons that you can take. You know, and tailor it to what should be done, how it should be done, and also on a consistent basis. Right. Pretty much every teacher I had showed up every day. Mm-hmm. And that's really important for these kids. Right. Even if we're not doing well, show up every day.
Consistency.
Yes, sir. And remember what we're here for.
Exactly. So what are you most excited about as you prepare for your very, very first year at Machen?
Man, I'm excited just about making a difference. Mm-hmm. Getting to know the kids, being that positive example for them, and letting them know that anything is possible if they try hard, do their best, and have the right support around them. Again, I remember when I was in elementary school and all the people that touched me and made a difference in my life by letting me know, you know, what's important, you know, just work hard,
right,
and things will start to happen for you.
Exactly.
So just letting them know, hey, I'm here. I want the best for you guys. I was once in your shoes, which I think helps when it comes to building those relationships.
Have you gotten a chance to meet any of the students yet?
Not yet. So our open house is Thursday from 1 to 3, I believe. So I am actually looking forward to that. And I'm also wondering if any of my peers, if I will be teaching any of their kids, like some people I grew up with in the city of Hampton. So that's something I'm looking forward
to
as well.
Yeah. As you know, in your role, you're going to impact every student in that building. All of them are going to come to you for a class. So you, unlike others, they just have their one class.
Yes.
You have the entire school. And so it is quite possible you'll have some of your peers or friends or former colleagues, children in your class as well. So how do you feel about that?
I feel good about it. I feel like I can truly say that I was a good person growing up to people, and I hope everyone remembers me for the right reasons. And if they do not, I will make sure that this experience for their kid is different than whatever it was with me growing up.
But I think they will remember you as being human as well.
That is true.
Now, you got to keep in mind, I'm born and raised here, been here all my life. So folks know things about me from when I was a child and even in college, but they also understand that we grow. And then understanding that no one is perfect, and recognizing it for what it is, and knowing that you're in this profession now to really make a profoundly positive impact in the lives of young people. So
yes, sir.
I can't say enough about how I am grateful that you chose to come back home and chose Hampton City Schools to make an indelible mark on the lives of our students as well. So, Mr. Griffin, what kind of support or mentorship has been most helpful so far in getting ready for the year?
I would say everyone at Machen, and then just everyone I've been meeting in general from, you know, the week of our new teacher orientation, everyone has been real supportive, and it really feels like family. I do want to shout out Mr. Barkley, the principal at my school. He's been right there for me for anything I need, any questions I have. Mm-hmm. He's very transparent, which I like about him. And, you know, he has a great balance of play and work.
Right.
We know when he's joking, and we also know when he's serious, right, and I haven't even been here that long. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive to me. Clear lines of communication. Mm-hmm. So it's been great. I have nothing but great things to say, you know, since I've been here these past few weeks.
Barkley is a Hamptonian as well. I'm sure he shared that with you.
Yeah, he did. He did. Unfortunately, you know, it wasn't at Phoebus, but he's still a good guy. He's still a good guy.
Yeah, he was at one of the other high schools, but, you know, as superintendent, I have to be for all four of them.
Yes.
I still make certain folks know that I am a proud graduate of Phoebus High School. But Mr. Barkley went to one of those other high schools.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even give him a shout out about that at this point, but I'm glad that the two of you have connected and just you're connecting with the school and staff as a whole. So how has the staff embraced you just based on your perception?
They've embraced me with open arms. Mm-hmm. You know, again, this is not my first year teaching, but it's my first year teaching in Hampton.
Right.
So, you know, things are different, but I'll say that they're all good differences for me in my experiences. But everyone's welcoming me with open arms. The resource team, librarian, music teacher, art, they've been real good with communicating, trying to share what to expect from the kids here. And also, I really like that they're open to just sharing
right.
about some kids and what I might need to look forward to, mm-hmm. You know, before I get to know all of them right. on a personal level.
The other piece of that, too, is just looking at, and I know this is not your first year teaching, but it is in Hampton, like you've mentioned. So looking at getting adjusted to the routines and procedures and who to go to for what and what department to get to go to for specifics. And some of that will take time, but I think that mentorship within the building will help you as well. Have you had any departmental meetings, the curriculum leaders from health and physical education, have they connected with you or?
Yes, actually, I had a PD yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. Like, from the stories that people have shared to their experiences, not only at the elementary level, but middle school, high school as well. Everyone's very open, and it seems like everyone wants the same kind of success,
right.
which I can get on board with.
Right.
One common goal, teach and learn.
Right.
We want these kids to grow, and we got to do our part.
Right. We have a systems approach in terms of how we do things. And when folks are coming here to visit and observe what we're doing in Hampton, a lot of the positive feedback we receive is that regardless of who you talk to, the vision and mission are the same and the expectations are the same. And they believe in that one community, one transformation mantra. So when you get folks here, and like I keep mentioning to you, Mr. Griffin, we don't want you just to. We're glad you chose to come back, but we also want you to choose to stay
yeah.
as well. And for the listening audience, his wife is over there in the corner, so I'm going to make certain that we hold her to ensuring that he stays here with us. Is she a Hamptonian, by the way?
She is. She also graduated from Hampton University.
From Hampton University?
Yeah,
Is she from Hampton, the city of Hampton?
She is not.
Name the city then.
Yeah, we might not need to
we
do that.
We won't hold that against
Let's just say
somewhere in this area.
Somewhere in this area, but let's just say she's aligned with me,
yes,
which is what's most important.
absolutely. So, but she did attend Hampton. Did you know her prior to attending Hampton University?
No, we actually met after college. Had a bunch of mutual friends, but never met each other in college. So
okay.
I think, you know, that was meant to be.
It worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yes, it did.
All right. Do you have any children? You all have any children?
We do. We have a beautiful young daughter named Leia. She is 2.5,
okay.
but it seems like she's about to be 10. but she's great. So, you know, navigating that as well and figuring out the best school and all of that stuff for her to go to.
I'm sure she's a daddy's girl, too.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely been transitioning to that more of late. So it's been funny to see my wife's face at times.
She's going to have you wrapped around her finger. I'm speaking from being a girl dad myself. My daughter is 22 now, but I'm not going to say it on air, but she knows that the world revolves around her.
That's right.
So, Mr. Griffin, how do you plan to build relationships with students or your students and create a positive classroom culture just from the start?
So for me, just being real intentional. One thing I do know from my experience so far is the kids like when you are transparent with them, when they know what's going on. So just being straightforward with them, obviously delivering it in the proper way. For each kid, understanding that, hey, if I tell this kid this, I might have to explain it a different way here. So being intentional and making sure that they also understand that I'm here because I want to be here.
Right.
I'm here because I want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here because I feel like this is my calling and my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And if I felt any other way, I would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, just letting them know I'm here. I'll be paying attention. I'm intentional. And I'm here for you guys and to help you with what you need.
That is more than half the challenge right there. If you look at it, showing up and then understanding that no significant learning will take place without a significant relationship and
That's
building
right.
that rapport with them and understanding that each young person is uniquely different and appreciating that as well. But like you keep sharing as well, you're here because you want to be here. You chose this profession because you want to make a difference in the lives of young people. So as an alum, now giving back as an educator, What message would you like to share with Hampton City Schools students, families, and the community as a whole?
I think this is actually my favorite question out of all of them. I would like to just say I'm here to make a positive difference and a positive change. Again, let every kid know that they matter and they're special and they can do anything they put their mind to with hard work, consistency, and the right support behind them. So for me, you know, being here, being from here, going through every grade level here, I feel like I am a great person to also be able for them to speak to, come to me with anything they would like to talk about. And I can relate to them. Mm-hmm. And to the parents of the kids and everything as well. Same thing. I'm here to make a positive difference, and I'm here because I want to be here to make that change. Right. And, you know, bring some things that I didn't have when I was a kid. And, again, happy to be here and just want to make Hampton as great as it can be and also for every kid to leave it better than we have when we're gone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well stated, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listening audience before we close out?
I
want to reemphasize the fact that we're going to stay connected with Mrs. Griffin to make certain she doesn't try to get you to leave and go back to Houston or Fairfax or D.C. You chose to come back, so hopefully you choose to stay as well. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I appreciate that. She's on board, so I don't think we have anything to worry about there. But I just want to say thank you to you, your wonderful staff, and everyone in Hampton City Schools for welcoming me with open arms. And I'm looking forward to an amazing, amazing school year and beyond.
Yes, sir. Well, again, thank you for taking the time. I was excited about doing this podcast with you.
Same.
You came up to me during the orientation, all excited, and it's a little nervous because you said you had experience with this. So sometimes when I know folks know this work and have experience, it sort of gives me a little anxiety, but you made this real easy for me. And this is actually the first one for this school year, so it was very nice to have you on board and be the first one right out of the gate. I did talk to Saunders. He speaks very highly of you, and talked to Jeremy as well the other day, but everyone speaks very highly of you and know of you to be a very good person, and glad that you chose the profession of education as well. So we will look forward to continuing our conversations,
yes, sir,
both personally and professionally, as you continue your journey with Hampton as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, Dr. Haynes, and I'll be sure to, you know, keep that standard up there of being
sir.
A great person,
yes, sir,
and beyond. So,
all right,
thanks.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Griffin, once again for sitting down with me today. I of course, thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and wish you much success this school year. So, I look forward to seeing the great things you will accomplish at Machen Elementary and Hampton City Schools. We call that school the Machen Nation.
Yeah, so I love it.
Home of the Mustangs, and I know that you will continue to prosper in your educational career as well.
Yes, sir.
And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We will catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.